And welcome to Children Rooted in Christ, a podcast for mothers dedicated to teaching our children more about their Savior. By listening to interviews with inspiring women, we will learn how to nurture a deep and rooted love of Christ in not only our hearts, but also the hearts of our children. I'm Alexis Twitchell, and thank you for joining me on this journey toward Christ.
Courtney Blocker. I'm 25 years old. I'm married to my best friend, Mark Blocker. We were high school sweethearts. We have a little girl named Elle. She just turned 1 year old this 2 weeks ago. And I graduated from BYU, Idaho, majoring in psychology, and I'm the owner of Palm and Fig Books.
That is so fun. So tell us more about your Palm and Fig books, this cute little, these books that my children love about Christ.
That's good. How it all like started was I was trying to figure out if I was going to do a master's in psychology, because what I want to do, I need a master's for. But I was trying to figure, it didn't feel right. Like going and getting my master's, just having a new baby, it didn't feel right to do a master's. And so I was praying for direction, and it never clicked with my master's degree. So I then was trying to figure out ideas of things I can do. I was like, should I be happy just being a stay-at-home mom? Cause that I'm fine with that, but I feel this like something's missing in my life. And so then I was trying to think of different ideas. Nothing was working. And then one day I was like, oh, I need a book to read to my daughter. Like, I'm genuinely annoyed that I can't find something that I'm looking for. So then I was like, well, what if I write my own book? Like, I guess I could do that. And I was trying to figure out like illustrators. I was trying to find out publishers, printers. And there's a lot of ins and outs of this part of any business. There's a lot of ins and outs, let alone a book. So I was trying to figure it all out, and I was like, maybe I'm not going to do it. It's a lot of work, and I don't know if I'm necessarily ready to do that. And this one day I was walking with my daughter, and I was just kind of pondering it all. And the Spirit told me that I need to put the Word of God into people's homes. And so then I'm like, all right, I guess I'm doing it. I'll start this book company, but you got to help me because this is a lot of work. So that happened in October, and we launched in February. So it's been a crazy 5 months. We have set up with our current illustrator 8 books lined up, all about Jesus Christ teachings, because I really want to focus on Jesus Christ. If this is the only opportunity I get, if I'm only successful with this series, I want to make sure that children know about Jesus Christ and what he teaches. And so that's our first series. Hopefully there's more, but I'm really excited to just teach little children about Christ.
Oh, and what a valiant and just purpose. Like, that is so cool that you got that answer and just the process. And then you started it, but are you working with your mother and sister? Is that what I understand? And Mallory, right?
Yeah. So that was fun. After I got that prompting, I told my mom, because I'm broke. I was like, Mom, I need some help in the money department because I don't have a lot of money. Like, I'll shovel it out, but I'm already poor. So she was fully on board. And what's super nice about my mom helping is she's written before. She's not an author, but she's a teacher. So I'm like, I need help with grammar because I'm not talented in that department. So she started off just kind of funding the project. We do half and half, and she helped me write the stories and flush everything out and make it flow. And then my sister, she lives about an hour away from me, and she kind of caught wind of it. And I was like, I want her on it too. Like, she has all the kids. She has 6 kids. I only have 1. So I hit her up and I was like, hey, I can't write stories that quickly. I'm not that creative. I need help. So she's like, I would love to help you write stories. So how it typically works is I say, hey, we need a book about this. And they're like, great. And so we all collaborate together. Some books are more my mom. Some books are more my sister. Some books are more me.
That's so cool. I just love your purpose in getting our children to really know Christ. That leads me into, who is Christ to you? And how have you come to know that?
I've always had a testimony of Jesus Christ. Like, I don't think I've ever been like, I don't believe in Christ. I think I was blessed with that testimony from when I was born, because I don't even remember getting a testimony of him. And he's taken on different roles in my life at different times. I think in high school, I really needed Jesus Christ to be an example for me. Growing up, I needed him to be a friend. I wanted to feel loved and included growing up. On my mission, I needed him to be a beacon of hope, because missions are hard. And after my mission, going through college, I needed peace in my life. And that's what Christ offered me. And so I don't know, like, when, I don't remember a specific moment where I knew this is Jesus Christ. And I think that's what's so special about Christ, is he takes on so many different roles in any aspect of your life. He's always there. He's always there. And that's what's so amazing about the gospel, about having a heavenly Father in Jesus Christ, is there's no limit. They can do anything, and they love you. And so they will do anything for you. They want you to grow and develop. They see your potential, and they'll do anything to help you achieve their vision for you.
So those roles that you've seen him in, how does he help you as a mother? Like, what kind of role does he play in your new motherhood experience?
Yeah, so being a new mom was really hard for me. I'm an only, well, my sister is my half sister. So and there's a 10-year age gap. So I felt like I am an only child. And not having siblings, really, I didn't really take care of a sibling. So when I have this new baby, I'm like, oh, I don't really know what to do. And then I didn't know how demanding they are. And so I really needed like comfort, and I needed to feel Christ's love for my child, because in the beginning, you're so exhausted. I did not like have that motherly intuition, abundance of love. I was just looking at this little baby, and I'm like, I'm in charge of this? What did I do? Like, I love her, but like, what did I just do? And so I really needed to feel what Christ and what Heavenly Father felt for my daughter. And so it took me like months, but I remember the feeling of like serving her. And this one day she'd been so hard. And I just remember being like, oh my gosh, I feel it now. Like, I finally feel what Christ feels for this child. And ever since then, it's been so amazing to understand how important she is to Jesus Christ, that what I need to do as a mother, I have to teach her about Jesus Christ. I need to share my testimony with her so that she can go into the world ready to take it on, because the world is crazy right now, and Satan is just taking more people's hearts, and the gospel and the world standards are separating more than ever. And so I want to prepare her right from the get-go and have her know that Jesus Christ loves her. And so that's been such a huge blessing in motherhood, is feeling Jesus Christ's love for her and understanding that I need to teach her right away.
How do you specifically hear Christ in your life?
I hear Christ mostly through like a voice. So I was talking to my husband about this not that long ago, about how we receive revelation. And I've always felt like I heard Christ and like I could feel him in my life, where my husband said that he gets like direction, and then he's like, okay, that's it. Like, he's like, I can, you know, you got this. Which is like very different with me, because I feel like Heavenly Father lays it out very clearly what I need to do. So yeah, how I hear Jesus Christ most is when I testify. when I pray to Heavenly Father, I hear Jesus Christ as I pray. As I read the scriptures, I hear his words through the scriptures. When I go to church, when there's church in session, I definitely hear him through the members of the church. But I hear him so clearly when I testify. It's like when I testify of my Savior, it's like a lightning bolt through my body. And I know that what I'm saying is true. And I think that's just been a huge blessing in my life to testify of truth and hear him. It's like he's always there right behind me saying, yep, you got this. Yes, what you're saying is true. Don't worry about it. I got you. I got your back. And that's so amazing to have the support from Jesus Christ. It makes him more real in our life, because I feel a lot of times like some people may not feel him so clearly in their life, but to know that if you testify of him, he's there. He's right there with you. And so that's how I hear him.
Oh, that's so cool and true. Like I, as you're saying this, I'm like, anytime I like hear or, you know, read or listen to or speak a gospel truth, it's just, you can't even describe the feeling, you know? So how do you intentionally teach your children about Christ?
That's kind of where Palm and Fig started, right? So this weighed heavily on my mind when I was pregnant, because I felt growing up, I have amazing parents. They're amazing examples of living the gospel. We never really made it to scripture study time together as a family. We always prayed together, which was a huge blessing. But I had friends growing up where I saw them read their scriptures every day with their family and pray every day with their family. And I was like, I want that. Why don't we do that? And then I'd come to my parents and we'd do it for like a couple days and then we kind of fall out. And it wasn't anything bad on my parents. I love them, but I don't think I personally needed it growing up. I saw, okay, well, I really needed that example of living the gospel and seeing it, how that blessed my parents' lives. When I was pregnant with my daughter, I was like, how do I teach her? What do I do? I don't understand what I'm supposed to do. How do I make sure that they stay active? Or how do I make sure they have a testimony of Jesus Christ? And especially in church, they tell you, hey, this is your role. This is your responsibility. This is what you're supposed to do. And so I was very overwhelmed. And I prayed to Heavenly Father and I was like, you got to help me out. What am I supposed to do? Like, clearly tell me, like, maybe make a bullet, like, checklist, and then we can, I got it. And if I keep doing these things, she's good. She'll believe in Jesus. Like, we're all good. Just give me a template, maybe. Just send it my way. I needed something very clearly. And I thought about it a lot. I would bring it up with my friends. They probably thought I was crazy. They're like, why are you so worried? She's not even here yet. And I'm like, I need to know. And it was after praying and a lot of pondering, I just felt like I needed to pray with her and I needed to read the scriptures with her daily. And it worked really well when she was a newborn, because she's just kind of lays there. I could do my daily reading with her, like while I'm feeding her. It was totally good. And then once she started grabbing things, it didn't really work out. She would tear the pages of my scriptures. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not supposed to do that. Don't rip the scriptures. And then I get like frustrated. And so I'd hold my scriptures like way above her head. And then she'd be like looking at it and it was distracting. Like, there's no spirit here. Like, this isn't working out. What I wanted to do was I wanted her to read and I wanted her to hold it, even though she's little, but I wanted her to see the words. I wanted her to see Jesus. And that's when my books came into play. I was like, this is what I need. I don't see it on the market. And so I have to fill that void. And they've been a huge blessing in my life for Elle, my little girl. It's been so nice to see. She points at Jesus and she recognizes him. And it's such a blessing because I see the revelation I got was to teach her and have her read the scriptures, and putting that in a book that she can interact with has really solidified that that revelation is true. And that's what we need to do as mothers. We have to show them who Christ is from very early on. I know that that's what we need to do. And it's been so amazing to see that if we ask Heavenly Father, what am I supposed to do? How do I teach your child about my Savior? He will show us the way.
How have you seen Christ in Elle?
The biggest thing about my little girl is she's so silly. And I don't imagine the Savior being very silly. But what I do see is she just loves people so fearlessly. And like it, she makes you feel so special. Being around her, she knows how to make someone feel special. And that reminds me of the Savior when he goes to the Americas and he spends time one-on-one with each person. I know that he made every single person feel special. He makes me feel special, and he has like billions of children on the earth right now. And this is just right now. There's billions and millions of us, but he knows how to make one person feel loved and one person feel special. And so that's the biggest thing I see with my little girl, is she knows how to really make one person feel loved and special.
Oh, they're so sweet and precious, and just, they're just epitomes of Christ. I love it. And getting to experience that as mothers. What advice would you give to mothers who are seeking to nurture a deeper love of Christ in their children?
Reflecting on my mother, she was a huge example. And so I think first and foremost, we need to be examples of disciples of Jesus Christ. We need to feel Jesus Christ in our hearts, and we need to share that with our children. And then I think from there, it's a one-on-one basis. Some children really need to sit down with mother and read the scriptures every day, or their father, or any parental figure and read the scriptures. Some need a parent to teach them how to pray, and pray every single day until they leave to go on a mission. Some people really need to be testified to every single day. I think everyone needs those on some level, but I think we as mothers specifically can receive revelation on how to address each child, because every single child that we have is going to be different, and their needs are going to be different, their spiritual needs. And so I think we can pray to our Heavenly Father and ask, what am I supposed to do with this child? Because you know them better than I do. And I feel like I know my girl really well. I was there day one, but I have to remember at the end of the day, she's a daughter of God first and foremost, and then she's my daughter. And so he gave her to me for a specific reason, but I need to ask him at the end of the day, how can I help her? How can I help my child be firm in the gospel? Firm with the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I think that's something very special, that even though I love her, I know Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ love her even more. Even though I don't believe that can truly be true, how can that actually be? I know it's true. And I know that he will show me the way.
That's so beautiful. Well, Courtney, thank you so much for sharing your testimony of Christ with us and your experiences.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Children Rooted in Christ. I hope that you felt uplifted and inspired by the messages shared. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would love for you to share it with others. Follow us on Instagram at Children Rooted in Christ. Subscribe or leave a review. Apply and follow what you have learned this week. Write down and act on the impressions you felt while listening. You are an amazing mother, and here's till next week.